She's probably the former chair of the Democrat Party.
I'd rather live with a freak Ukrainian dwarf who might be an adult trying to kill me than listen to that crap all day.
We appreciate your call, though, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, she's the one who called and said we would have impeached Obama if the First Lady had naked photos.
Oh, is she? Well,
she's brilliant.
Amy, call back anytime you want to.
It's always fun to yell at each other, Amy. 272-9228, folks, if you want to yell at us as well. We'll be right back. More news and views after this quick break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. More impeachment probe subpoenas defied Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, standing up Democratic lawmakers on a House committee, as well as Mark Sandy, the Acting White House Budget Director. All this a day after former National Security Advisor John Bolton didn't show for his interview.
Next week, open hearings in this impeachment probe get started. The acting top diplomat to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, is set to appear. So is George Kent, a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, both of them on Wednesday. Former Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Ivanovich, who was removed from her post, is due next Friday.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. And Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. Army soldier who left his post in Afghanistan and was held by Taliban for 5 years, will have an appeal heard by a military court. The Fayetteville Observer saying the court will examine whether statements by President Trump and the late Senator John McCain unfairly influenced Bergdahl's trial. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North winds at 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine. Then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chance of some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first time home buyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corkcircle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
From Russia. To you, much wiser since my
Joey,
goodbye.
How'd you come right? This song is just giving Amy an aneurysm.
I've traveled the world
to Russia with love, or from Russia with love.
Well, I hear it's a beautiful place to honeymoon. Just ask Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Boyney.
From Russia.
Well, you know, I thought about this, and we could play this game of who's helped the Russians more. I mean, was W asleep at the wheel when Vladimir wore that crucifix? He's like, I looked in his eyes, and I trusted the man. Just a simple crucifix or cross convinced W, you know, Putin's an all right guy. Or was it Barack Obama who was naive about the Russians? Or Hillary Clinton with the Russian reset button? No, it's Donald Trump who's naive, even though, you know, sanctions, increased money spent on NATO, trying to get the Russians, you know, away using their leverage with their natural gas and energy supplies that pretty much keeps Europe warm during the cold, cold winters. But I think it's because, you know, what the Russians really are doing, Jack, are not serious. It's they sow disinformation and discord. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, Amy, if you're a Russian agent, because you just seem to want to sow disinformation and discord.
Yeah, Joey, you're...
What? I can't hear you over the music.
I noticed that.
No, in all seriousness, Amy, I think this game's silly. It's a silly game. Like, I don't like what Russia's doing. I know who Vladimir Putin is. Former KGB officer. He does not.
He's a terrorist in his own way.
I'm pretty convinced he does want to reconstitute the old Soviet Union in some way, under things like the name like the Eurasian Union, these sorts of things. So I'm not naive about who Putin is. However, I would say Putin has been so successful since he came to power in 2000 because of a lot of the United States blunders led by people like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, as well as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And I think the idea that we should get along with Russia but be strong in their face is a smart one. So I don't understand. The 1980s called, they want their foreign policy back, to quote President Obama. Let's go to the phones, Jack, though. Look at this board.
I know.
272-9228, 272-9228. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
How's it going?
Great.
It's going great. Hey, I was just going to make two comments. One is that I was noticing that there seems to be a trend where the Democrats are trying to get away from using the term quid pro quo and go to bribery. I don't think quid pro quo is working for them.
Well, most people don't know what it means.
Exactly. And so, as a matter of fact, I read a tweet by Lawrence Tribe that he's really pushing the bribery thing more than anything else on, you know, what's going on in Ukraine and Trump. So I think you're going to see bribery trending more.
Well, it doesn't matter. They can call it what they want to. But right. The president has great flexibility in foreign policy, and this is just a ridiculous circus.
Right, and also, the Ukrainians got the money. They're probably going to buy more weapons from the United States. Also, the Burisma case was opened up, I believe, in March of this year. Opened up again.
Correct.
Before Trump ever made a phone call. There was no public announcement by Zelensky and team. It's over the top. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think if you're going to give a country $400 million in aid and military support, you should expect something in return.
No question. No question about it.
You know, do we just hand money to, you know, any old country in the world? No, I don't think so. The other thing I wanted to comment on was Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
I sort of think he was rolled into recusing himself, but, you know, he had a really great career up until that point. And I'm not so sure that he hasn't worked out something with Cocaine Mitch to come back into the Senate and retain a seniority.
I think you're right. I don't think he would come back if he weren't given that assurance from the leadership of the Senate.
Yeah. And so I'm not so quick. Go ahead.
I just think Mitch made that deal with him because Mitch is scared we'll nominate Roy Moore again and Doug Jones will go back to the Senate. And that is a definite impeachment vote if Doug Jones goes back.
Absolutely.
And Rick, to your first point, it is amazing that a guy with a 20-year career in the Senate that Alabamians, I mean, overwhelmingly supported his time there, you know, a couple months, and his reputation is ruined in some minds of some Alabamians. It's amazing to me. And I think the more people see Sessions on the campaign trail for this Senate race, they'll be reminded of the guy they supported for 20 years.
Well, I listened to, he was on Tucker Carlson last night. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, we saw that earlier.
And I really thought he acquitted himself very well. I thought he did very well. I just leave it at that.
Okay, so you're not against supporting him, and you might could find yourself voting for him in the March primary.
Oh, I absolutely. I think I could. You know, depending on what the other candidates have to say and what they have to bring to the table, but I think, you know, Sessions knows the inner workings of the Senate. He's been there a while. He's got experience, and I'm not saying that he won't make another mistake, but. You know, you get a newbie up in there. This is a pretty crucial point with President Trump getting reelected. And I think to have, an experienced senator in there may be better than, somebody that's kind of learning the ropes.
Well, I never bought that argument that, it takes you 2 years to find the bathroom in Washington. That's why I think Tuberville's got a good chance, because he's a total outsider. And I think people want that. I think people are tired of the Washington establishment, and that includes Jeff Sessions. And my personal opinion, I'm not trying to argue with you, Rick, but I don't think the people of Alabama ought to reward Jeff Sessions with a return to the Senate when he could arguably be blamed for all the you-know-what we're going through right now.
Well, and I understand that. I guess I'm anybody but Doug Jones.
I get it. I understand. And Doug, let me tell you, Doug hadn't been that bad. But if he's reelected, you will see a Democrat like you've never seen a Democrat before.
Sure.
Well, I believe he's been playing a soft game until he can kind of, you know, get in there for that six-year term.
Right. I think you're right.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks, Rick. We appreciate the call.
You have a good one.
Have a good weekend. Roll Tide.
War Eagle. Hey, Tom. Welcome to the show.
I think they're off this weekend.
Yeah, but I'm still saying
how are y'all? War Eagle.
How's it going, Tom? Did you get those light bulbs changed?
Yes, sir. And I also got Mike Rowe coming down to stay in the motel this weekend if you need him to come on your show and do a dirty job segment. That last little caller that you had, I'm surprised you was able to put up with her, but you did a good job. Did a real good job.
Well, thanks, Tom.
You know, you guys listen to folks. That's what's amazing about your show, because you put up with us. A lot of us don't have the prowess that you have, the technical expertise to talk on the radio. So we got to learn from you folks. And you put up with us along the way, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, thanks, Tom. We don't want this to be adversarial radio. We want to be civil to our callers, and we disagree with some of our callers, but they're entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to express it on the air.
And again, we don't want it to be adversarial, but it becomes that way. We'll go there if we need to.
I didn't agree with the damn thing Jason said a few minutes ago, but he's a great caller to this show, and he's a good middle-of-the-road liberal, and he makes sense sometimes.
Yes.
And, you know, we can learn from them, too.
Yes, sir, you're exactly right, and that's what was missing before. Not that I still don't like the guy, because I always will, but,
sure.
You know, I'm not smarter than you, and you're not smarter than me.
That's true.
You know, if we can sit down at the same coffee table or dinner table and have a conversation, that's what matters. I would like to say one more thing, if it's okay.
Sure. Now that you've buttered us up.
When you're talking about this whole Russia thing, you got to think about the geography. You see, they're actually a landlocked continent because of the winters and the ice and the fact they can't get their goods overseas. Because I was trained on this. The only way that Russia has access to the sea is through the Black Sea, and that's most of the time during the year. If you go up to the Western Europe area, in the middle of the winter, it's frozen solid. They can't get out. And it's the same thing on the eastern side of Russia. So I say they're sucking hind tit when it comes to that. They have to be able to provide domestic. They got to be able to produce domestically, produce their own goods, sell them where they can, and all that. And so you could see where they're kind of like someone that's in a corner in a way, but at the same time, you got to understand they can't be so aggressive towards their neighbors that they try to take them over. We all got to live here together.
Well, and also Russia's tactic in my mind has been any sort of asymmetrical warfare. Some of that has to do with disinformation campaigns and cyber attacks, and they've gotten pretty good at that stuff. But also, when it comes to making moves militarily, they picked their spots now. They learned, I think, a lot of lessons at the end of the Cold War, or Putin's learned those lessons. And so what he'll do is sort of these unofficial actions that he can deny, things like the Little Green Men in Crimea. But people forget, I mean, they had a 40,000 Russian troop strong base already there on the coast, at the Black Sea, I believe, in Sevastopol, if that's how it's said. So, I mean, Russia has power that can push back the West, push back the United States, but honestly, they're not a powerful country in the sense of the size of their economy. I mean, they have terrible trends demographically in terms of diseases and alcoholism and just health generally, and expertise is a big problem for them. So Russia is doing what they can, and I don't see, you know, this idea that Putin is backing Syria, and they have been backing Syria for years. The idea, it just baffles me that this is some big deal now. Syria's always been in Putin and Russia's back pocket. What's the big deal that they continue to be?
Well, you got to remember this, okay? How the world got discovered was because the search for things, spices, spice trade, and all that.
Right.
Everything goes around the world. When Russia has an interest in Syria, the reason why is because it's a warm water port there.
Yes.
Okay, they can put ships to sea and to have trade throughout the world there.
And they don't have to go through Turkey and all that stuff, right?
That's right. They're not land. I say landlocked when they're actually not landlocked. They're frozen locked. They're whole northern.
That's why they're pissed off all the time. Tom, we gotta go. We gotta move on. But thanks for the call, pal.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Good conversation there. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Mike. Mike, welcome to
Mike. How you doing?
Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
We all right.
I was just calling to respond to that lady that called you about Russia. If I was away, I don't have a mouthful of Coke. I got to clean off my dash that I spit up on. But, you know, the thing that scares me the most, it's not Putin. It's not the Democrats. It's not the economy. It's people like her. Ooh. I mean, what rock did she come out from under?
Well, I mean, she's right like that Russia's not our friend. But
Lord have mercy.
But to accuse the president of being in bed with Putin is a little bit of a stretch. I think they have a mutual respect for each other. They probably don't like each other, but you know, they go to the same conferences and they're civil to each other, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, and Mike, all fairness to Amy, I think there are a lot. What she was saying, a lot of people, you know, on national platforms have been saying now for what, 2.5 years. So she's just echoing that.
That's what scares me, though, is people like her get to vote.
You know, don't get me started on the voters, Mike.
And it just reminds me of something I read the other day. Every single day, the stupid gets stupider.
Well,
but anyhow, y'all have a good day. I don't want to take up too much time.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling, man. Have a good weekend. Okay, thanks.
You know, Jack, I have a few of my favorite quotes, and Mike's call reminds me of one of my favorites.
What is that, Joey?
Democracy is the theory that the common man knows what he wants, and he deserves to get it good and hard.
Politics is the art of taking money from the rich and votes from the poor under the pretense of protecting one from the other.
Democracy is nothing more than the bludgeoning of the people by the people for the people.
The masses are asses.
We can keep going, but let's go to the phones instead. 272-9228. Charles, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
How you doing, sir? My point is this. Mass delusion is a real thing. You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And mass hysteria is 1,000% a real issue. And, you know, they got Obama back when he was talking to Putin on the mic, telling Putin when he got in office he'd be able to do more for him. You've never heard Trump say anything like that. You know, a president's job isn't to make enemies with other world leaders. It's to try to have some kind of common ground, have some kind of relationship, and where things continue to progress in a, I don't know the fancy words you'd use, but in a good way. I mean, so all this that you hear about Trump's in bed with this person, Trump's in bed with that person, it's just like them releasing the transcripts of the phone call with Ukraine. Okay, we all know Trump didn't do anything wrong, but here you got Joe Biden on recorded. I mean, he's the whole thing. He said it himself.
That's right.
That it just blows my mind, and that's where you have to remember this is mass delusion. It won't matter what we say, what y'all say, what truth is put out. It is not going to change anything. Because it is a mental illness. It is 100,000% a mental illness of mass delusion. Facts don't matter. Truth doesn't matter. Because everything they accuse us of being is exactly what they are. And, I mean, that's another mental illness right there. I mean, you know. I don't know. That was just my little 2 cents.
Oh, and Charles, actually, you're touching on something I've been saying now for a year when I've had the opportunity that unfortunately politics isn't about the truth and enlightened discussion for the best policies of the people. It's usually more a symbolic, dishonest fight for power. Exactly. That explains a lot of why people behave the way they do. Even good people. I mean, sometimes it goes back to our talk earlier with Jason. I mean, sometimes you have to be practical, and you can't always be idealistic.
None of us are perfect.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I'm certainly not.
I mean, I'm not. I make bad decisions all the time, and I learn my lessons from mistakes I make.
There you go.
But when you've got the truth right there in front of you, and these people choose to ignore it, and they choose to and they're actually the ones doing that, being racist and doing the quid pro quo or whatever the heck you say, how you say that. I mean, and they're doing all these things, but accusing us of it. That's just mass delusion, man. Mass hysteria. That's all it is.
Well, Charles, thanks for the call, and we appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, y'all be safe. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Hold on. We got to get this right. There it is. There it is.
We got somebody on two. We'll get to you when we come back from the break.
272-9228. More news and views. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
I fly to you from Russia.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at Independent Glass C.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. region.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Now, I was listening to this song while I was over on... It's not a technically an elliptical. It's like an arc trainer. I did cardio yesterday. Whooped my butt, literally and figuratively. But I just found this song. Came up on a random playlist. And it just... I liked it. Jack's looking at me.
Who is this?
Joe Boxers. It's an 80s thing, I think.
Yeah.
But I was over at Express Fitness 24/7.
Of course you were, right there on Zelda Road in the...
Yeah, the Hillwood Shopping
Zelda
Center.
Hillwood Festival, is that what
Yeah, Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. And I was in the part of the facility right above Firehouse Subs. It's on the second floor.
It used to be the old YMCA.
Yeah, and now it's Express Fitness 24/7. It's a split facility. They also have across the parking lot where I'm often at with all the power racks and free weights and whatnot.
Yeah, you're so butch.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, I'm working on it at least. And, you know, I love the place because, well, it's flexible with your schedule. It's in the name, 24/7. When you become a member, one-time sign-up fee and then a very low monthly rate. You pay month-to-month, no long-term contracts. And you have access to state-of-the-art equipment. And this cardio machine I was working on yesterday kicked my butt. It was just a great leg workout, not just getting my heart rate up, though it was getting up there. I love it, folks. So check out Express Fitness 24/7 today. If you want to join me at the Montgomery location, you give them a call, 386-8689. 386-8689, or you can go to the web because they have many locations across the River region. ExpressFitness24.com, ExpressFitness24.com, and be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. Yeah, come on, let's try it out. Work out with me. Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Did you see where there's a Christian comedian who has a routine on Netflix named John Crist?
Okay.
C-R-I-S-T. He has Alabama ties.
Oh,
he,
isn't it not pronounced Christ?
Well, it could be, but I doubt it.
Crist, yes, John Crist.
Anyway, kind of like Charlie Crist, the former governor of Florida. Anyway, this fella has, you know, does his comedy routine. He's pretty popular. Well, the Christian magazine Charisma is reporting that he has had some encounters with women and has been accused of sexual misconduct. And the allegations include sexting multiple women, having sexual relationships with married women, offering show tickets in exchange for sexual favors. Mm. I don't see anything wrong with that. And repeatedly contacting women while drunk. Not exactly what, and I think his contract's been put on hold until an investigation can be conducted.
Wait.
But anyway.
Contacting women while drunk?
Yeah, while he was drunk, not while they were drunk.
Wait, isn't that
half the point of drinking for some folks.
So you get your nerve up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's a good strategy.
No, no.
You're gonna come across
especially if
sloppy.
You can call yourself a Christian comedian. That's not a very good idea.
But nobody said what type of Christian.
No, they really didn't. A sexually active Christian, maybe?
I suppose.
Chris apologized for any inappropriate behavior, but said he was, quote, not guilty of everything I've been accused of.
Mm. That's always a sticky situation, you know.
He said, I've treated relationships with women far too casually.
Mm.
In some cases, even recklessly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his whole deal's been put on hold. Did you also see where Anaya Blanchard, suspect?
They haven't found her, but they found a suspect.
Yeah, they found a suspect. And arrested him in Pensacola, U.S. Marshals. Looks like he got his ass beat during the scuffle, because I saw a picture of him yesterday where he looked pretty normal.
Right.
But in this photo that's in the AL.com article, he's got this big knot under his left eye. Looks pretty gnarly. His name is Ibrahim Yazid. He's 29 years old.
Well, is he Methodist?
Yeah, I would think so, at least. They caught him about 10:45 last night in Pensacola.
No, that name sounds more Amish.
Off the I-10.
Amish, yeah.
Pine Forest Road exit in Escambia County. He was arrested after a brief foot pursuit. Anyway, that's really a shame about that girl.
These missing person stories.
They're really gut wrenching.
Apparently, my cousin Whitney knows Anaya.
Anaya. I think it's Anaya. I could be
Anaya, right. Probably. It's just after Cupcake and all that. I mean, it's enough to ruin a day, and not to mention those who actually really were very close to her and that sort of thing. What a shame. And hopefully they get information out of this guy.
Boy, but
figure this out.
Her stepmother was very gracious. She made a comment, I am prayerful that the Lord touches this young man's heart so he will be honest and truthful and tell the authorities where our daughter is located. That is so sad.
It's so sad, but talk about resilience and a spirit of hope there in a very tragic situation.
Yeah, and this girl really had a bright future, and God knows it's it's a shame. I think they found her car in Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I understand there were police and helicopters flying around some of the McLemore property on the Atlanta Highway out almost to Chantilly, trying to see if they could find a body, but they didn't.
You know, it's amazing in this day and age where we have all the communication technology and cameras everywhere and GPS trackers and whatnot that, you know, folks still get kidnapped. They still go missing. And pray for the best, folks.
Did you know tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall?
Really?
Yep. It was November 9th, 1989 when that happened.
I'll pull up the clip. Ben Shapiro does a show called Sunday Special. He brings on all sorts of interesting people and does an hour interview with them. But the one that was last week, this past Sunday, was Peter Robinson. I know him from the show Uncommon Knowledge with the Hoover Institute. But he was the Reagan speechwriter. And he wrote that Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall.
Those were his words?
Yeah, he's the one. Well, that's where I want to play this clip, because he's the one who wrote those words. But he said, I never would have written those words if I wasn't thinking about what would Ronald Reagan say. And in fact, there's a lot of pushback in the administration. Don't say that, President Reagan. But Reagan knew
some
Peter.
Of the most famous words ever uttered.
Yeah, Reagan knew Peter had given him the right words. So I want to find that clip, given that the anniversary is tomorrow.
Well, they interviewed, I think, the guy who's the director, of the Reagan Library.
Mm.
And you could tell he was very moved. But he was also kind of troubled that there's a whole generation of people that don't even know what the Berlin Wall was.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And I mean, I lived through all that because I'm an old man now, and I remember what a big deal it was. It said 175 people.
You're more in the fall or autumn of your life, not the winter.
Well, I'm at the end of the fall. I mean, December 22nd or whatever it was, maybe the first day of winter, but I'm about on December 20th. Anyway.
It still counts.
Yeah, it does. But I do remember that, and 175 people were killed trying to cross the Berlin Wall over the time that it was erected.
Man.
And there's a piece of the Berlin Wall at the Reagan Library. It is so cool. I went up there, God, I think it was like in 1999, and it was, and they've even added stuff since then. But it's, because I lived through Ronald Reagan, and I volunteered in his campaign, worked at the headquarters here in Montgomery. When you had Emory Farmer supporting Bush, and us right-wingers supporting Reagan, and Reagan sort of captured the hearts of people in Alabama, and he won overwhelmingly. And I don't think Emory ever accepted that because he loved George Bush. But it was, I remember those times. It was very fun. And what an election to remember. I remember a lot about that election. And, of course, I was 25 years old. Reagan, I remember there was a guy that was on the Montgomery County Commission by the name of Herbert Morton. And he wasn't on the commission anymore, but he was one of the first Republicans elected, like, in 62 or 64.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Archie McIntosh, whose son Mark works for Applied Security, and I believe Mark is there, an advertiser on Blue Water. But I remember they said, Jack, come on, because they knew I was for Bush. Bush had spoken to a JC function in like 78, and it was rumored he was going to be running for president. And I was kind of enamored by him. And Herbert called me one day, and he said, Jack, want to go right up to Birmingham with Archie McIntosh and me to hear Ronald Reagan? I said, I don't know. I said, I really like Bush. He said, come on up and just listen to him. And I did, and it was at a luncheon, and I was hooked, totally hooked.
No, Reagan was...
I mean, he was the bomb.
His power was his words, his ability to communicate.
Well, Dan plays usually a little clip from Reagan. Of course, Dan worked for Reagan, and they were very close, but... I was so moved by his speech. My mother was like totally hooked into Reagan from day one, and I was kind of a Bushy, but I sure voted for him in 80 in the primary, and naturally in.
Well, and I will say Reagan. Looking back, I'm not born until December 1st, 1988, right at the end of Reagan, and. Looking back, though, on Reagan, he's one of the few presidents that's actually used rhetoric I fully agree with.
Yeah.
Like, the government isn't the solution, government is the problem. This idea that the bureaucracy and what's going on in D.C. is the problem really resonates with me.
But that tear down this wall was a very memorable moment.
Oh, yeah, I'll see if I can dig up that Peter Robinson clip here quickly. It's a really cool story about how those words came about and that speech came about.
You know, the Ronald Reagan Library almost burned down.
These fires
in California came perilously close to the facility, and that was, thank God that didn't happen, because the memorabilia that's in that library is incredible. If you're ever out near Simi Valley in California, you really ought to take the time to go to the Reagan Library if you're a fan. And I think most people in Alabama who lived during his presidency are definitely fans.
Yeah,
but so go take a look. It's quite incredible.
Sounds like a road trip idea. We got to hit a break here, Jack. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell after the break. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Trump says he'd like a rollback of tariffs, but not a complete rollback. He is also planning to sign phase one of the trade agreement. Walt Disney shares are rallying up 5% after an encouraging summer quarter helped by hit movies. Disney is launching its new streaming service, Disney Plus, on Tuesday. David Dietz at Point View Wealth Management is encouraged about what's happening at Disney.
They've got all these great distribution arrangements in place. They just signed up Amazon. At the same time, content, they're knocking it out of the park. The revenues blew everyone away because at the box office last summer, Toy Stories, etc., just doing so well, so they've got it all together.
There's a new encouraging reading on the economy. The University of Michigan's mid-November reading on consumer sentiment is strong at 95.7. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North wind to 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom.
I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. Jack Campbell.
How you doing? Hey, Roll Tide tomorrow. I don't think Auburn's playing. Are they off tomorrow?
Auburn, yeah, off. They're next weekend. Week. Yeah, they have a bye, and then they have Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
And then they have Samford, then they have Bama at home.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Alabama's chances against LSU?
You know, I think everybody's saying it. It depends on Tua. And let me tell you, I talked to a former quarterback at Alabama who said, when the LSU defense tackles you in the backfield, they're trying to jug your eyes out. I mean, they play rough. They may aim for the ankle, but it really depends, I think, on our offensive line. I really think the whole game, I know LSU has a good defense. Their quarterback, by the way, and their quarterback, I do want to give him accolades for saying he was excited about President Trump coming to the game. He said that means a lot. So I'm really happy to hear Joe Burrow say that. But I really do think it depends on Alabama's line. I think LSU is a very, very good team.
Yeah.
It should
be a great game.
Oh, it should be a great game. Then again, it could be like one of those 9-6 kind of games.
I was in Tuscaloosa.
Were you? That was wild.
That was crazy. I've never been in an after game environment where you walk into a room or just any situation and it feels tense. Like it's in the air. And I'm not quoting Phil Collins there. There's something in the air where it's like a fight could break out here. That's how it felt that night after that game. Because there's so many people packed together on the streets, like the strip there in Tuscaloosa. And when you get that many people in one place kind of packed together like sardines, there's already something could happen. But given how that game went, how late that game was, how drunk people were, that was a crazy night. And, like, we kind of made a decision after an hour drinking some more after the game. Let's go home. It's about to get weird.
You've never seen drinking unless you go down there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to 4 games in Baton Rouge, and I think 3 of them were at night when they've had all day to get cranked up. Man, they're mean as hell to you before the game. But I've been lucky that the 4 times I've been, Alabama won, and they're really nice to you after the game. Come on by here and have a drink, you know, and stop at a tailgate. But they are devoted fans.
Oh, absolutely.
And Orgeron is a perfect fit for their fans, I think.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Well, so it'll be a great, great game.
Well, I don't think we have enough time to play this clip now, but let's see who's on the phone. 272-9228, 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Well, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I got a question for y'all. This is a different subject here.
Yeah.
First, I want to ask you one thing. I don't listen to your preceding program that much. I'm usually doing anything, but there was a young lady on there. Has she left the program?
Yes.
She moved to Coleman because Her husband had great flexibility in where they lived, and she has family up there. So
yeah, she made an adult up decision there. To want to be closer to family, and I understand that.
I love Emily.
She's a friend of this show, friend of us personally, and we wish her the best, and we totally understand why she wanted to be close to family.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, family first. Hey, I know y'all have been reading about the story, this young lady that was kidnapped.
Yeah, we have.
Anaya Blanchard. Anyway, you read where they caught the guy last night.
We talked about that about 30 minutes ago.
I asked somebody this. I said, why in the world was this guy arrested by the Montgomery Police Department and let out?
I think it was a judge who let him out. I'm not sure.
That judge ought to be kicked out of resign and turn in his robe. This man was arrested in January for attempted murder, robbery. He had a rap sheet a foot thick.
Yeah, I understand.
And he's back out on the street, and this family has lost the daughter because of this guy, this scum.
Well, you know, Daryl Bailey has been on this show before. He's the district attorney saying, you know, it's disgraceful that we can't get trials done faster than we do.
It really is.
You don't see many judges in the state of Alabama who are overworked, let me tell you. You can go in the Montgomery County Courthouse on a Friday and fire a cannon down the hall and not hit anybody. They are not overworked. Now, they are a bit understaffed, and a lot of them have to write their own opinions. But, you know, when you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to carry out your duties faithfully, that means working your ass off, like most Americans do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that happened when he was arrested in January. That happened for something on the Eastern Boulevard at a motel there. I mean, this guy was from Montgomery, and you put him back out on the street?
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder how many other people he's killed that they don't know about. I mean, that's just, man.
I know. And
That's just disgusting. You know the goodwill that this young lady, she's
no longer with us. I know.
No.
Probably.
I'll tell you what they need to do, since her stepfather's a professional fighter. Put him in a room with this guy for about 10 minutes, and we'll save the taxpayers.
Well, it looks like he already has. You go to AL.com.
Yeah, I saw that picture. The police look like they put one on him there, but I wish he'd pulled the gun so they could have shot him.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. Well, thanks, Jim. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend and roll tide.
I don't know.
You say go Gators. I know.
I'm a Gator, but I don't know who I want in this one. I kind of like corn dogs. All right, y'all have a good one.
Well, he's a bad dude.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks. Very quickly, let's go to Biff. Biff, you have some interesting information you wanted to share.
Yeah, Jack.
Biff, you don't know anything. What are you doing calling here?
Well, come on. No, I want everybody to know that guy who has probably murdered that young girl over in Auburn, he picked her up, you know, at a filling station about midnight, he saw her.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same guy that kidnapped and almost murdered my good veterinarian friend. And they let him go on bond a month ago. Whoever the judge was, everybody needs to call that judge. He was put in the county jail until his trial. You know, he was arrested in late March, I believe.
Okay.
There was three of them, you know, that kidnapped my good friend, the veterinarian, and almost murdered him. And he was held captive in a local motel here for 48 hours. This is the same guy.
I know, but